Hey, this is Charlotte from PleasureMechanics.com. Welcome to this week's Just the Tip, an episode of the Speaking of Sex podcast. Each Wednesday, we share a provocative or fascinating excerpt from one of our favourite resources about sex and relationships, and then have a short conversation about it. At the end of each episode, we offer you a tip or challenge for you to explore in your life. If you want deep, penetrating conversation, keep tuning in to our Friday episodes. But for thrilling quickies, we're bringing you Just the Tip each Wednesday. Firstly, I just want to thank you amazing listeners. Chris and I are constantly surprised and amazed at the quality of our listeners. The communication we get from our listeners lets us know that our listeners, you guys are amazing people. You are a smart, interesting, thoughtful, kind, heartful bunch. And thank you for listening and for being that in the world. It's just awesome. We love you, listeners. You are amazing people. So, today I am giving you a man's perspective on receiving erotic massage. We had a listener who wrote in response to our last podcast, which was number 180, and we thought it was so useful and interesting that we'd read it here for you. He really speaks from a man's perspective about the experiences that we talk about regularly, and it's lovely to hear that perspective. So here we go. I'm going to read his email to us. Hi, I just wanted to say I'm so grateful to hear you talk about honoring men's sexuality in this podcast. As a man myself, I'm a guy named Kim, it feels so good to be understood by women and have my sexuality accepted. Not just accepted, but something more. Affirmed is a better word. From my experience, the kind of male genital massage you talked about in this podcast really helps a man to feel sexually affirmed. Many men have such a difficult time with sex, and women don't seem to understand that. From my perspective, it seems that our culture has denigrated male sexuality, and that does not help male-female relationships and only confuses things. Both men and women end up confused and misunderstanding each other. But we can help each other. There is something about a woman lovingly touching a man's genitals to bring him to high states of arousal. It has an emotional impact on a man. It touches him on a deep level, and he will be ever grateful for such an experience. Sometimes it can be more intimate than intercourse. I know my reaction is thank you, thank you, thank you. I wish this sort of massage was legal so more men could experience it. I loved hearing about Charlotte's previous work with men. I hope there are women out there who do this work in the same spirit as her. It must have been wonderful for the men. I'm sure you have plenty of feedback from men on what they think. I'd like to toss in my 2 cents worth if that's okay. Techniques are a place to start, but eventually with practice, it will become intuitive. Some say that energetically the way to a man's heart is through his penis. Might be true, I don't know. But men have a certain relationship with their penis, developed since they first discovered it as children. Certainly during teen years, a boy may often turn to his penis for comfort, pleasure, escape, relief from desire, you name it. He has mixed feelings about it. Guilt and shame are there too. When a woman pays loving attention to his genitals, it means a lot to a man. A lot. The whole key is to be in close touch with a man's reaction to what you are doing. This makes it intimate because you get to know a man's body and how he reacts. This makes him feel seen, understood, and touched more deeply than the body. It is the key to making it an emotional experience. When a man feels that a woman really knows and accepts his body, and knows how to take him to a highly aroused state, it deepens his connection to her. And the arousal goes even higher than when it's just mechanical and the woman is not present or is oblivious to his reactions. Men should be vocal and physical in their responses to her touch. It helps her to know what's working when touching him in a particularly arousing way. At first, I had to consciously do this, and it really helps her to know what's working. She needs feedback, and it helps me enjoy her touch more fully. Now it is natural for me. Moan, say, ah, yes, or oh my God, that's good. Men need to move their bodies and not just lie there motionless, catatonic. Move their hips, legs, and squirm in pleasure. Give her this feedback. compliment her afterwards, tell her how good it was, how good she is at this, and express your gratitude. Use what you know works for a man, and we all are somewhat different, but also try new touches. Explore and see how he reacts. Mix up the tried and true with something new. A whole body massage before the genital massage is also key. It relaxes him and activates the parasympathetic nervous system. He's much more open and in touch with his body, and sensations become heightened. I have had therapeutic non-erotic massages where towards the end I was so relaxed and sensitive to touch. Just massaging the palm of my hand started an erection. Over time, I believe it rewires a man's nervous system, enabling his sexuality to be more full-bodied rather than his usual genital focus. In a heightened, prolonged state of arousal, a man is no longer in his head, as men often are, and is in a pure feeling state. A nice break. An orgasm after being in a prolonged high arousal state is a much fuller bodied experience, more deeply felt, has lingering effects. I've noticed that the kind of massage we're talking about leaves me energized and still feeling a little erotic afterwards. The effect lasts several days. A quick genital masturbation often makes me feel drained of energy. Very noticeable difference, and it must be healthier because of that. This helps men to learn how to enjoy just being aroused, without an urgent need to ejaculate. This needs to be learned through experience, such as what this podcast is about. A kind of rewiring needs to take place. Often men have pressured a woman for sex because he is aroused and he just can't tolerate it. Some urgent need in him wants the orgasm. This can lead to a bad sexual relationship where the woman develops an aversion to sex. I speak from experience. Men's masturbation habits contribute to this, I believe. It gets easier as a man ages, though. And lastly, we don't have to be ashamed of getting an erection. For men who have had therapeutic massages, the erection question is often the elephant in the massage room. We worry about getting an erection. Will it happen? Will she stop the massage and shame me? As a man who has had a number of therapeutic massages, I know it is on my mind the whole time. If I feel an erection starting, oh no, I have to work at making it go away, lest it become obvious. It took me a while to find a massage therapist that would even discuss my worry. I tried to discuss my concern with one therapist, and she literally left the room in disgust. I just don't want to have to worry about it the whole time. I just wanted her to say, "Don't worry about it, it happens, no big deal." But with an erotic massage, what a relief to be massaged, and an erection is a good thing. And the genitals are not hidden in shame, but the whole body is accepted. Every bit. What a relief. This email is too long, but I have thought about this a lot over the years, well, decades, actually, and there is no one else I know that I could share it with. Thank you again for including men and your understanding of men. So much work now is done with women's sexuality, which is wonderful, but men are often left out. We are the other half in hetero relationships. Shouldn't we be included? Thank you again and again. And that's the end of his email. I love all of this, and thank you for taking the time to write out your experience of receiving erotic massage. It's fun to hear your experience, because that is what I have experienced with men on the massage table, but I think it helps people to hear from your perspective. And what I really want us all to hear is that when women really accept, revere, and possibly even worship the penis, it can really change a man's experience of his own body. It can melt some of his own shame and guilt and mixed feelings about his own cock. Approaching a man's body with this attitude of his penis being fully accepted, included, and appreciated is just beautiful. I also love the part about erotic massage, allowing a man to have his erection be around for a while. It is a sexual encounter where there isn't an urgent need to rush to get him to climax, but where one lets the erection be there and respond more leisurely to it. There's an acceptance and a welcoming of the erection itself, in a way. As an erotic masseuse, one of the most surprising things I ever heard from a client at the end of a massage was, "I hope you become a mother, because you'll make an incredible mother one day." And I think that's really surprising. We never think of a maternal kind of energy being brought to a sexual encounter. But I think this kind of massage can have a accepting, nurturing kind of quality to it that often people think of as a maternal quality. It doesn't have to be, but you can bring that presence to an erotic massage. And I think that's what I was bringing to the massage when that man saw that in me, which was very touching and very moving. And there's lots to say about the mother whore dichotomy that we can go into some other time. But what I want to speak to is just this idea of bringing loving, nurturing, gentle, accepting energy into our erotic encounters. And that there's something very moving in that, often for men, because they feel accepted and loved and cared for and tended to as a sexual being. And that is powerful. So this is something you can absolutely do at home, and I encourage you to. It's a beautiful practice. It's something that can be learned, but it's very accessible. And because of my experience and my passion and love for erotic massage, we created the Foreplay Mastery course that really collects together all of our experience and teaching that can be paired with the couples massage course to really learn all of the skills to give somebody a full body massage and then go into the erotic massage. Those courses are made entirely because we love this practice and we wanted to be able to share this expertise and years of experience with you in a way that you could take and practice with your lover at home, because it is such a beautiful, simple, but powerful erotic experience. So I hope you take us up on that and explore if it feels right to you. If it does, remember to use the code JUSTTHETIP for 20% off the course or courses of your choice. And remember, if you want a free weekly dose of sex advice and exclusive giveaways and more, come on over to our website, pleasuremechanics.com, and sign up for our newsletter. I'm Charlotte from pleasuremechanics.com, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.